Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Things are getting really serious between Tiger Woods and Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn. They met last April. They've been dating since November. And apparently they've met each other's families. Lindsey's brother even gave Tiger's two kids skiing lessons.
Number four.
Well, maybe Miley Cyrus isn't married after all. She was at the Marquesa Fashion Show and People Magazine asked her if she'd picked out a wedding dress designer. She said Marquesa was definitely one of her options because they're amazing, duh. But Miley says she hasn't settled on a designer yet. She's got so many people who want to be involved, she could probably have 30 gowns to choose from.
Number three.
This is gross, but I have to tell it so you can avoid watching Kesha, My Crazy Beautiful Life on MTV. It's a documentary that her brother filmed. Well, Kesha's friend told her that drinking her own pee would be good for her metabolism, so Kesha tried it. She said it's really gross. She won't be trying it again, but just try to fast forward through that part of the documentary.
Number two.
Chris Brown got into a yelling match with a heckler outside the Playhouse nightclub in L.A. Wednesday night. Chris was just trying to leave in his Lamborghini when this man ran up to his car, started calling him the N-word repeatedly and taunting him. And the thing is, this guy was black. But finally, the guy asked Chris if his Lamborghini was bulletproof. And yeah, Chris said, are you? And he said, yeah, I'm a Crip. I'm bulletproof. That wasn't going very well. So Chris got out of there and actually left without things getting physical. Good for you, Chris.
Number one.
And I'm sorry, another Chris Brown story, but TMZ's reporting that he and Drake have filed lawsuits against each other, each one blaming the other for that nightclub fight back in June of last year. A French male model is suing Chris, Drake, and the nightclub for the injuries he suffered. So Chris and Drake's legal papers basically point the finger at each other. So if this male model's successful, they say the other guy should pay for it. That's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.